You sound pretty calm about everything. Were you calm at the time?
I'm sure we weren't, but we are the sort of people who just get on and do things. What I mean, the doctor panicked me by saying, "Oh, she's got to go in hospital straight away." That panicked me because, yes, she'd lost weight and she was going to the toilet, but she didn't seem ill. But of course, once we started to learn about it, we realised it was a little bit more serious than we thought. But I think what brought me to my senses was each day that we walked into the children's ward, on the right, there were little like amenity rooms with children in. And there was a child who was obviously very ill. And as things progressed, the curtains were shut, and then the next day the room was empty. And I thought, yes, that child's died. I walked into the ward with Julie, and she was using the bed as a trampoline. So I thought, what am I worried about? Here's my daughter, absolutely full of life. I'm just thankful that we've still got her.
You mentioned that you joined the British Diabetic Association right away. Can you talk about the role that they played?
Yes, she became a life member straight away. We paid a subscription over a period of years, and she's now a life member, so she gets all the regular updates. We also used to go to local meetings, fundraising, and just meetings that would inform us. And we met the main diabetologist at the Manor Hospital, which was Dr. Harvey. We met him there because he gave talks. And when Julie was about, I can't remember quite how old she was. She was still sort of junior school age. Her paediatrician retired, and rather than go to another paediatrician, Dr. Harvey said he would take her on, although he really only dealt with adults. So she moved over to Dr. Harvey and was with him until she moved away from Walsall, and he's been fantastic.
How did that work, an adult diabetologist looking after a child?
He actually took on more and more children, so I think he was developing that side of it. And I think I may be wrong here, but I think he'd got someone in the family. And he was quite eager to take it on. I mean, the childhood problems, well, I don't see there were any childhood problems that created a problem for him. Diabetes is diabetes, whatever. Yes. It did create a problem at one point when she was admitted to the hospital in a coma. She went on to the children's ward, Truro ward at the Manor. They knew her well, of course. And unfortunately, they asked who her doctor was, and we said it was Dr. Harvey. And he wasn't allowed to go and see her because it was a children's ward. He didn't have a bed allotted to him on the children's ward. And they said, "Oh no, we can't call him because he's not got a bed." In fact, he'd given us his home phone number, which was very good of him. And we found him at home, and he did go and see her on his own bed. And I think after that, things changed. Yes.